realms of Senith.
You hear a sound coming from that door to the south that you're right next to right now.
What's that, man?
And it's a coughing. You go in there and you see that one of those space pirate people are actually alive. The one that was attacked, that you saw being attacked by one of those predators and Maud.
Oh, I hold him down. Hey, King, this guy's got some experience in him.
Oh, yeah, because he's riding you.
Am I still a creature?
You might be.
Oh, then I can't say anything, right?
Well, I mean, I guess not. It's up to you. I don't know if you'd shifted back.
No, I would just grab the guy, put him in my claws, bring him back, and throw him down at the king's feet. And then with the other claw, I go snap, 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 snap.
So what he's saying is we should interrogate him and find out where they came from and what they're doing here?
Can a scorpion turn its head sideways like a dog?
You can wag your tail.
I wag my tail?
So he lands in a heap by the king's feet, and Grungar, as Grungar is, like, I don't know, throwing gems off his feet, wiping them off his feet, I don't know. Anyway, he chokes a bit, and he starts talking, but all of you understand him. There's some kind of magical device, or not device, but spell on him at the moment. He says,
Hey, rock people, give me a potion!
Does he mean rock, like, planet, or rock, like, music?
Look, you guys, I can't believe you're still alive. I need a potion. My river of fire went off. I can't believe it. It worked.
Well, we could just ask Philip to heal him.
No, I'll bite. I'll use one of the cheapy potions on him in exchange for information.
All right, he takes it and drinks it down.
Says, thanks, rock people. I can't believe you won. Captain died too. Bunch of rocks.
Captain isn't Captain's dead. She's right here.
Yeah, Captain's alive and well. Thank you very much.
Don't we'll need to rub it in. We're looking for a gem. Our spaceship, we got close and we got shot down by something here. That potion wasn't very good. I guess I shouldn't expect much from you. Kind of wipes his face.
I'm apparently not capable of branding right now. He wants a gem. For what?
Well, we detected a crash ship, and we came here and to this moon, and we got shut down. We're just, you know, salvage rights. And, after we got shot down, there's some gem here that can probably fix our engine. That's what I'm looking for.
Why'd you attack us?
Well, I don't know. You'd have to ask the captain. He said you probably had stuff on you.
It was just a miss.
Sorry, go ahead.
Guess that wasn't a very smart move.
Apparently not.
So where are you from?
Oh, I'm, you know, from all over, really. Most of my time spent on rocks is at Voidworth End.
Does that mean anything to us, Voidworth End?
No, an N, I-N-N.
Oh. So, yeah, as we're looking for that gem thing, we were getting chased by a moon spawn.
Oh, I forgot about him. Yeah, we met him too. Guess I left that out of our recap. Where did he go?
He went back the way he came.
So what do you think? Should we, like, heal him up and let him join the crew and, like, educate us about things like Voidsworth Inn and gems that power ships?
Miley, your sling says, I know what he's talking about. I know what gem he's looking for, and he can't have it.
Is it yours?
Am I the only one that hears it?
Yeah, I think he's only talking to you.
Oh.
And you're a scorpion.
I think back to him, I'll get you that gem.
Awesome. That's all I need to be fixed.
Okay, I'll fix you. I start singing Coldplay to him. In my head.
He said we're on a moon. Did we even know that yet?
You don't even know where you're at? How'd you get here?
I'm not sure that's for you to know.
Hey, you're asking me all kinds of questions. Figure, you know, help me out here and I'll maybe I can help you, you know, help me help you.
I grab him in my pincher. I'm helping him help us.
Encouragement.
Start punching him with your tail.
I mean, like, out of game, I think we were starting to piece together that we might potentially be on a moon based on all those little devices that were showing planets and moons and stuff. I feel like we had talked about that at one time, a session or two ago.
Okay.
Do you have the tablet, Captain?
Yeah, I do still have that device, yeah.
So I might have the pirate in one claw, and I point to the tablet with the other claw. I hold up the pirate towards you, and then I point at the tablet.
Is that like an insight or something to figure out what he's saying, or do I just like gather?
I shake the pirate, and then I point at the tablet.
I think you could put together what he's trying to tell you.
Do you know what this thing is?
It shakes his head, but you're not sure if it's him shaking his head or why, like, shaking him and his head shaking.
Use your words.
No idea.
I stop shaking him.
So, Maeve, you follow the scorpion's advice, or?
I'm not quite sure what he wants.
Oh, well, then in that case, roll an insight, unless somebody else wants to take a guess at it. Yeah, it's up to you to figure it out.
I have no idea.
We're just like, that's a good scorpion.
They start giving you food.
I mean, I take the food, but I look right, sad.
I'll roll. Where's my insight? I got 14.
All right. By your guess, he's probably asking Maeve to investigate this guy with the device. Is that correct, Wiley?
With a 14, that is correct.
Okay.
So I can, like, scan him, or?
I mean, you tell me.
I barely understand how the device works. So, I mean, I guess I could hold it near him and see if anything lights up.
The wine spirit lights up immediately when you get near him.
So he's drunk?
I don't think you figured out the purpose of that one quite yet.
I barely know the purpose of any of them. Been hitting the rum a little hard there, have you, buddy?
No more than usual.
So in that case, quite a lot.
Is there a knowledge that goes with what the wine spirit does?
Well, it's probably not. I think you've already done all of your rolls on it.
Well, I mean, I guess I can just call it up and be like, wine spirit, whatever that means.
Yeah, that one's still censored.
It's behind a paywall? Unlock this picture for 10 bucks.
Yeah, if you give me 10 bucks, I'll tell you exactly what it is.
How much to win this game? 50 credits, gotcha.
D&D has really turned into a microtransaction game. Your DM will give you hints for $1.
Yeah, I don't know. Only thing I can think of is, like, to have him show us where they were looking for gems. I guess they were looking here, though, because they were looting through all this stuff, so maybe they don't know either. Or we could just run him through and put him out of his misery.
But no. I can help you. I'm an engineer. I can build all kinds of stuff.
I want to try something.
Okay.
If I'm a changeling and I change shape into other things, could I make a mouth to talk out of on my scorpion?
Okay.
Like I have, like, you know, like those like when they make animals talk with the human mouths, you know?
Yeah.
Can it be like that?
Okay. Yes. I think I like it so much that go ahead.
All right. We don't need to build things. I'm a scorpion.
What the fuck?
Man.
We're all very well creeped out.
Tell me who number two works for.
Well, you killed my captain.
Yeah.
You want his name or something?
No, I want to know what that tablet does.
I said, I don't know. Why is the scorpion talking?
The real question is, why aren't you talking?
Well, I don't know anything about it.
What good are you?
Well, I can do all kinds of things other than what you are.
You can do all kinds of things other than what we want, than what we need.
Oh, God. It looks angry.
I am angry. I am Scorpion Man. Okay, that's all I've got.
Oh, okay. Thought you're gonna kill him.
Yeah, I wanted the king to kill him for the experience.
He bites him with his human teeth. Arr, arr. Are you trying to level up the king?
Yeah, we're power leveling the king, aren't we? I'll hold him down and you kill him.
Fine.
I'll tell you what you want to know. Stop it.
Okay.
What do you want to know? I still don't know.
I want to know about the tablet.
Let me look at it.
I'll let him look at it, but, like, while I'm still holding it, he can't have it.
Well, I'm going to have it to look at it. Also, can I, like, not be hanging in the air by a claw?
Oh,
you ask an awful lot.
Yeah, sorry.
Okay, well, I need to reach here, and just, like, reaching for his belt that your claw's on.
I sit him down.
Okay. He pulls out a couple devices and walks over to Maeve and starts, like, messing with the device. You see him cast a few spells. If any of you are high enough in Arcana, you can identify most of what he's doing without a roll. That he's an... I don't know who's got Arcana.
I have a plus zero.
Zero.
Anyone have zero?
I have two.
Okay, well, never mind. People need to roll if you want to figure out what he's casting.
I want my own dice back.
Grungar gets an 18 for Arcana.
There we go.
15.
I'm a scorpion.
Okay. 15.
That's an automatic 20, right, scorpion?
Get over here.
Yeah, the only thing we have to be careful about is trying not to have the scorpion casting spells with the mouth thing. I don't know how we're going to do that exactly.
Well, I wouldn't be able to do any kind of, like, hand movements, so I can't cast spells. I just want to be able to talk.
Yeah. We got a 15 to an 18. Okay, so the spells he's casting, you would put together, he's an artificer. However you say that. But yeah, he eventually says, well, this looks like some kind of, it's like an artifact. Mind if I push this one right here? I think I know what it does. And he's pointing at the wine spirit.
Okay.
He pushes it, and then he gets healed. It's like, there we go.
Can Wily, like, push it with his claw? Or are those not his current hit points?
Yeah, that's where I'm at with the scorpion.
Okay. Yeah, if you push it, you would get, I just had it open a second ago. Bloop, bloop, bloop. Where'd you go? There it is. 2d8 plus 2 if you push it.
I'll push it.
All right. Go ahead and add that to your hit points. And then that icon glows red. It says, okay, so that means it's out of juice for today.
Do you know what any of the rest of this does?
Well, this one is a... I think this is a connection. This lets you connect to, constructs. This one right here. And he's pointing to the spirit.
It opens doors, too, I've noticed.
No, that would probably be this one, Soapstone.
Oh, it's an S. I knew that much.
It's a bit archaic in its make. I think this is like a consumer-grade item.
So can we keep our shiny new pirate so he can operate this thing? Because he's so much better at it than me.
I throw my claws up like I'm shrugging.
I just stay wary of him. Keep him under guard.
What do you think, George? You want to babysit the pirate?
He looks at you and he shrugs, throws his hands up, and they also look like claws for some reason.
What the fuck?
I'm just kidding.
It's like, in order for Wily to have a mouth on his scorpion, George has to have claws.
Yeah, we're breaking the laws, right, of nature.
Yeah, George says he'll keep an eye on him. The guy says, by the way, I kind of know where the gem is, but, you know, we heard you coming. We figured you were, you know, whoever owns this place.
You haven't actually run into the owners.
No, I just thought this was a crash site.
Imagine if we're on a moon, the person who owns this place is probably that moon spirit guy.
Didn't you guys crash here?
When we got close, something shot at us. It was some kind of a energy beam hit us.
So if it wasn't a crash site, then it is now, man.
It is definitely, yes.
You crashed.
I like the scorpion.
I mean, do we think that this was like some sort of Bainder outpost?
Bainder.
When we first got here. Do you know Bainder?
I mean, I think he was in some history classes. I skipped most of it, though, so I don't know anything.
Well, let that be a lesson to you, kids. Stay in school.
The more you know. And I make the rainbow symbol with my claw.
So, what's the plan now that I'm part of your crew?
I don't know. I feel like I don't remember what we were after this direction. Oh, I think we just heard sounds, right? That's why we came here.
Mm-hmm.
So, I guess we could. What were you going to say?
Oh, which direction was he headed?
Oh, me. Through that north door there, we're going to the west.
So that's where we came from, isn't it?
Yep. And they wanted to go this way.
I think that's the way that the steamers didn't come back from. Is that why there's no map?
Right. And he says that he came in from this right here.
I don't remember if we've been there. Is that where those, like, predators were?
No, it's not where the predators were, but I don't think it's a door you went through. It was basically the east door from that room.
And what was over there?
The steamers didn't really give you too much detail other than there was something over here.
Well, what does the pirate say is over there?
He said it was just a hallway. He said, we're just going for the gem. We weren't interested in anything else.
So as the sole survivor of your crew, what is your plan now? Like, what are you going to do with your ship?
Well, if I can fix it up, I'm going to go back to Voidsworth, join a new crew. You know, I got plans.
Somebody else is going to say something.
I'm just wondering why they ended up south if he's saying they were headed north.
Well, we heard you.
See what the heard opposite direction. Okay.
Yeah, we set up a trap, and either you're... the owner of this place, or your, you know, competing looters, you know, fair game type thing. Like, wasn't personal, but yeah, just either way, you'd follow gems right into the trap.
Okay, so do we want to go see about this gem they were after? I'm gathering that if it's something that people can detect from a distance, then there are probably other people after it.
Yeah.
I think moving around is crazy. Let's follow Wiley. I can't move my token.
Oh, well, that might be a problem for you. Can you now?
Seems to. Where did everybody go?
Past the boxes to the north.
I love the sound effects.
Is this door open?
It is. If you double click it, it should open for you.
I'll go first, man, because scorpion.
Go ahead.
Is that all gems?
That's all coins and gems and broken crates to the bottom there.
Nothing is appearing for me past this door.
Gotta go in a little bit further.
Yeah.
There we go.
It's taking a long time.
I ask in my head, I think, is that the gem?
It says no, but we should definitely gather all that up. See some scrolls.
I start.
Is it the broken crates?
Scooping it into a pile.
As you're scooping through that, you find, where'd it go? There was a thing here.
Oh, do you want me to move out of the way?
Maybe. I don't think you were on it, though. It's just gone.
Looks like there's a banana over here.
You find this laying in this over here. It's like, it looks like a length of rope as a lasso, and it looks magical.
I pass it to Grungar and keep scooping treasure.
All right, over here you see water in like a cauldron boiling. And there's definitely sound, like water sounds coming through this direction, through this door.
All right, I guess I'll take a look at these papers, whatever they were.
They look like spell scrolls.
Who uses spells? Would these be good for Wiley?
Do we gotta write all this down, or are you gonna put up like a list somewhere?
I'll have to like randomly roll these. Over by you, Alita, as you're looking through those spell scrolls, you see like this really large jawbone just laying in the corner. But no, go ahead and write them down.
Would I know what the jaw was from?
You just looking at it for a moment, you think it might be a dragon jaw.
Ooh.
Another dragon clue.
Is this like a dragon treasure?
I don't know, but I got a dragon killing axe when we came in the first room. I want to check out the boiling cauldron and water, see if that's what became of our steamy friends.
No, you don't think so.
Here's
something. Go ahead.
Oh, you could use the tablet on it. It might tell you what was in there. I'm trying to remember. Yeah. Oh, no, I don't know what I did to my screen. It's all black now.
Uh-oh. I'll sync everybody up. Did that help at all or no?
Yeah, that helped. One of these can read this. The Aquavita analyzes water. I don't know. We could try that maybe. Oh, the Magnesia says provides environmental information. We could try out both of those. I don't know. Although, what the wine spirit had two charges. Only use them so many times.
Yeah, I'll confer with my new pirate friend. What's his name, anyway? I don't want to just keep calling him pirate guy.
Greg. Yep. So as for the charges, some of these don't have any charges at all. They don't seem to like share charges with each other. So like each thing is separate. So there's two charges on the wine spirit, and the rest of these seem to have their own pool. I think
don't know how many.
Right. It's been a while since I've used this system, but I'm going to pop it up from Grungar because I'm going to consider all this that's going on as part of a short rest. It's probably not going to show up right all in one line, but there you go.
Lasso of Displacement.
Why does that strike me as kind of a wily thing?
Because the damage is dog shit?
I was going to say, or maybe not, because he wild shapes all the time.
No.
I think the point is the grapple, not the damage.
Yeah. I definitely don't think Grungar is going to be using that, so probably give it to Maeve.
So it banishes them?
You're the bounty hunter anyways.
That's true.
However, that one of those symbols on your thing lights up, Maeve.
With the lasso?
Not with the lasso, just like as you're standing there looking at that thing, trying to figure out which one it was going to be. Well, anyways, you hear something pop into existence behind you. Something magical.
I lasso it.
All right, well, you lasso a doll that comes to you.
What's her name?
Now, the doll has a faint green glow to it, but you would recognize it as Emerald Door from before, the doll that had a bunch of treasure.
Oh, so this is somebody's hoard. So is it talking to us again this time?
Yeah, it says, "Hi again, adventurers. I see your fight with Bander went well."
What a weird day,
Grax says to George.
So, how come you're always leaving these creepy dolls around instead of just, like, coming to say hello?
Well, I'm, after assisting you in that fight, I have to do some recovering of my own. So, I'm not actually here. That's why I'm sending you. I'm projecting myself to you. And I tried to use the least threatening thing possible.
That's a creepy doll, bro.
Do you have a preference for something else?
A ferret?
Okay.
I was gonna say teddy bear, but yeah, okay, ferret. We'll go with ferret. We see a ferret, we know it's Emerald Door.
It's the weasel.
It's a doll turns into a ferret.
Are you frantically looking up a ferret picture?
Just now, yeah.
Is it green? Is it a green ferret?
Oh, good lord.
It would be. Let me try to pop this on there. Where's character at?
That's so much better. It's just better.
Because now I can like crawl up on my shoulder and we can have a little chat.
Says, look, I've been really bored waiting for you to come back from this place here. And I don't know, really antsy, wanting to do something other than just sit here and heal naturally. Because the injuries I took during that Bander encounter, I can't just magically heal away, unfortunately.
But so yeah, I was part of the encounter?
Well, in a matter of speaking, yes. That, you know, it was quite a big fight that happened there. Was it not? It was pretty epic. All right, the mummy's gone. That's great. We can all move on to other things now. Anyway, I was wondering if all of you had a few moments to spare to, you know, keep me some company for a little bit before you continue your grand adventure through that door.
I mean, it depends on how much time we have before the whole, like, world-blowing up thing happens.
Well, just one game. You guys ready to, are willing to play? Just one game. I have a game with me. And some cards pop into his hand.
Game. All right, let's play a game.
Are there risks?
Do we get to keep the treasure if we win, or?
Yes, you get to keep all this treasure. No. I mean, like, yeah, this is, I don't want this treasure. No, this game is just for fun. Maybe magical items.
Let's play a game.
Sure, why not? How does that sound to you, King Vince? Or whatever his name is?
Yeah. I forgot to bring all those guys in, actually.
You said this is a short rest?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, I deleted myself. I'm dead.
Hey, Control-Z. Control-Z.
Oh, I'm back. back, bro.
Undo.
All right.
You mean revivify?
Shit. I'm dead again.
Are you trying to delete your character, the thing?
Yeah, try to delete the scorpion.
Yeah, let me detach you from it so that you don't get deleted with it.
Because I get all my wild shape back with a short rest.
Awesome. He says, okay, Grungar, Wily, Olita, Maeve, gather around.
Okay.
And he brings in the scrolls.
Oh, that's a fine fireball scroll you've got there, Olita.
Oh.
Big bada boom. Refresh page.
Okay, give me a minute to set this up. That's Olita. This is Wily. This is Maeve. This is Roxy Pickle, Grungar. What else did I need to do this, maybe? All right, you should only be able to see yourself in your corner of the table. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Mm-hmm.
All right, he starts to deal cards. Let's start with Wily. Go ahead and roll a d6.
A d6, okay. 4.
Okay, roll a d10.
D10, 8.
All right, don't call out the name of this card.
Okay.
Here's card one that's dealt to you.
Okay.
Alita, do the same thing. D6.
5.
Okay. D10.
7.
Grungar, D6, D10.
6 and 5.
Maeve.
3 and 1.
Wily.
Mm-hmm. Same thing?
Yep.
6 and 2.
Alita.
6 and a 6.
Where's the 6 at? Grungar.
1 and 1.
Maeve.
4 and 10.
Okay. I'm going to stop there for now, but we would have another 3 rolls for each person. He starts explaining the game. He says, okay, so what's going on is this is called Crappy Name Day. We're going to take turns, and it's their Crappy Name Day. So let's say it's May 1st, and the rest of you have to pick out the worst gif among your cards to give to that person, to Maeve. And then Maeve will take the cards, and she has to pick out the worst game or worst gift. And then the person who gave her that gift gets a point.
Okay.
I'm going to just pass out the rest of the cards. Get us rolling. Let's go ahead and start with Maeve being the first gift receivee and try not to hide everybody's cards. All of you should have 5 cards in a moment. All right. When you've picked your gift, your crappy gift to give to Maeve, put it towards the center, which would be here. I got 3 cards. That's everybody. Yep. Let me add this. Maybe don't need to give yourself a gift.
No, I twitched.
Okay, so everybody should be able to see those cards in the center. Maybe you get to pick the worst one.
Everybody can see them, so it's like it's okay if I like call them out or whatever.
Yeah.
I mean, the shirt looks like something in my closet, so. Where did the 4th one come from?
Emerald Door's playing.
Oh,
I can't see the 4th one. I guess I just need to move. Okay.
I think I picked the giant's toenail clipping. That sounds smelly and gross.
Sweet.
I think that was Alita then.
What is that?
That's the thing I'm using to give vision in the middle.
Steve Bear. I picked the bear.
All right, now it's time for Wily to get gifts.
Yay.
I'm giving everybody an extra card, by the way, since that one's gone. Wait, I think, yeah, maybe you should have 5 cards, right?
Yeah, I just put one in the middle and then another one popped up.
Okay. All right, everyone good with their selection?
Should be.
All right, Wily, get to pick from these worst gifts.
Section from complete. Probably the kobold throat singing opera.
Was that Maeve?
That was me, yeah. That sounds awful.
Mm-hmm.
Alita's turn. All right, looks like everyone put in a card. What's your favorite worst gift, Alita?
Yeah, I think I'm going with wobbly chair.
That's Emerald Door.
A little excitement.
All right, last one, Grungar.
Probably the Cyclops. That thing is cursed.
That's me.
It's not even a Cyclops if it has 3 eyes, right?
Correct.
It has super depth perception.
All right, he says, well, looks like all of you won. I had to steal a card from you, Grungar.
Yeah, I noticed.
He says, thank you. Thank you for playing.
We're back.
So, since you won, I can help you out with your adventure if you'd like. You can ask me something. Is there something you're trying to figure out, or?
Like one question. That's all we get. Gotta come up with something good.
Well, I mean, a couple more. I mean, I have some time. I can answer a few questions.
You know what took out our steamers? Correct. What were those called?
Those steam Memphits.
Memphits, okay.
He says, well, you're talking about the ones that you may have sent this way. And see, I wasn't here, so I couldn't see what all you're doing. But if you mean through here, and that's why you're here, through that door is the main console for this place, essentially, like the control center. And it's probably guarded.
What are all the buttons on this tablet? What do they do?
he tells you.
Hey.
He says each one has 2 charges. Do I have that already in the notes? Any other questions?
Where's this gem and what does it do?
Well, I would imagine it's in, let's just say what used to be a dragon. That's probably also through that door.
It's inside dragon remains?
Well, it's more like it was mummified and then turned into like an automation.
Are you the dragon?
Wow, we're going to just come right out and say it in the middle of everybody. Okay.
Well, I always find them by a horde.
Well, it's not my horde, if that helps. But it was a horde of a dragon, specifically the one behind the door there.
I just suddenly, like, out of game, had, like, this tingling in my mind of, like, this reminds me of Mizora when we have to, like, rescue an agent that's important to her from Moonrise Towers, but it turns out to be her.
What does that even mean?
I don't know. I was just suddenly getting this feeling that, like, he's like, oh, behind here is this old, you know, dragon. It's just whatever. And it's like, oh, is it you? Are we about to, like, meet you in the flesh? You're recovering because you're a fucking mummy?
I don't know.
It's just a thought.
So we should just, like, go, man.
Go behind the door? Or what do you mean?
Well, if the ferret's healing behind the door, we should go.
Okay.
Or we can make soup in the boiling water. Your choice.
I have a black map again, by the way.
I don't know. Let's see what's behind the door and see if maybe we can, like, if it really is the control center or whatever, maybe this is where we need to go to shut everything down and stop the whole ruining our planet nonsense. Maybe find a gem and a dragon. Who knows? Or do you mean go, as in, like, leave?
No, like, through the door.
Yeah, I vote let's do that.
So Emerald Door says, well, that's my cue to leave.
See you on the other side, bro.
See you in a minute.
All right. As you get close to that door, the spirit icon lights up.
I forget what the engineer said the spirit icon is about.
It's, connects to constructs. Glows yellow when there is a nearby construct that could be connected to it. But right now it's glowing red.
Interesting. Red means, like, armed and ready to fight, right? I think that's what we discovered before. So let's get into position, because I think we're going to have to take on another one of those golem things. Unless I'm remembering that wrong.
Okay, everybody's added into the initiative thing already. All right, I'll let you open the door when you're ready.
Do I click the door or the little white square?
The white thing right here, the door thingy. All right, let's roll up some initiatives as this thing starts thrashing through the water towards the door.
Sideboard.
I got 18, but I can't see anything on the map.
Oh, you still can't? I thought I centered us up. Might have to do a refresh.
Oh, okay.
You're all good?
Yeah.
Awesome. All right. Anybody, everybody's rolled, right? And put their things in? So we got 6 on Wiley, you had 2 on Grungar. Is that correct?
I think he went to the bathroom, but probably, because I saw it change.
Okay. And you got a 12 of Maeve?
Yep.
All right, George, running in, trying to cut him off. I think this is full movement.
You were a good man, George. His name was George Paulson.
A squire I ever had.
No, bad George.
Oh, okay. I just figured out where to write that in. I don't know if that messed things up.
No, you got a 10?
No, 18.
Okay, no, it didn't mess anything up. All right, Maeve, Wiley, need to make dexterity saving throws.
I'm not good at
DC
that.
22.
I can't even make that, so fail.
DC is what, 22?
Yeah.
I rolled a 16 and I added 8. Is that 22 or that's 24, isn't it? Mm-hmm. So yeah.
Yep. You are good. I don't think anybody else needs to roll because the doorway kind of like funnels it into a straight line there. 52 damage if you did not make it.
Yeah.
As it releases plasma breath.
Did George make it?
No. So he's got to take
He's about dead.
Wiley takes 52, I think.
Yeah, I'm at 23.
I don't remember if there was more on his turn. I think that's one of his actions. Yeah, that's one of its actions. Okay, so Philip, go ahead, Alita.
Oh, do I actually want to go in there? Okay.
Philip is yelling out because he... Go ahead.
I think I can go that far, right?
Yep.
Okay, all right, what's Philip yelling?
He's yelling out, It's a line breath weapon, so don't stand in the line, as he proceeds to stand in line.
I mean, George is in the line, right? Isn't that the idea?
Yeah, the plasma breath went, like, through here, okay. Went through the door and hit Wiley.
Yeah. Okay, well, I guess I'm just attacking from here. I don't think that hit, though. Is it 15?
Nope.
How about 19?
Also a miss.
What do I have left I could do? I mean, it's kind
Does
of it.
Does this guy count as a dragon?
It's a monstrosity.
So not a dragon?
Correct.
Unfortunate.
Sorry, did you ask a question, Alita?
I think that's it. I just Very much missed.
Okay, two misses. Engineer Grax starts running this way. He says, oh, fuck
coward!
That.
Coward!
Maeve, it's your turn.
Can I, like, pull rank on him or something?
I mean, you can yell something at him if you want.
I don't know. I'm not going to actually yell because my voice is barely there, but I guess I'd be like, you know what? If we find you before you get your ship back online, you're dead.
All right, you hear back from the doorway. He ain't. I ain't seeing you all ever again.
He gave the device back, so whatever. Let him go. I guess the predators will get him. So I didn't read the description on that lasso very much. Does it do damage when you use it?
It does, yeah.
I was thinking of lassoing George and pulling him back out of there, but I'm not going to damage him in the process. Okay, so I'm going to throw my axe at him. So I was asking if he's a dragon because it does extra against dragons. I rolled a 20.
A natural 20?
I did. You want to look at it?
No, it's really good and it hits.
It's so pretty. So there's not anybody actually melee ranging to give a sneak attack, is there?
No. It would have been nice on your critical hit.
Yeah, well, yeah. I still get 2d6. So that's 13 total.
Okay, is that your turn?
I think so.
Okay, Wily.
Wily's going to do a couple things. He's going to move up 5, 10, 15, 20, 5, 30. And he's going to cast the Healing Spirit right here. The Healing Spirit Lady, she owns a business called the Healing Spirit. That is my action. As my bonus action, I'm going to go Kapow, Scorpion.
So now you have a different hit point pool.
I have 23 as Wily. Now I have 52 as the Scorpion, I think. Yeah, 52 is average, so 52 of 52. Oh, I meant to step inside that thing first. Whoops.
Inside of what?
Well, I was going to step inside the Healing Spirit and then turn into it. I was going to heal a little bit and Wily and then step forward with the...
Yeah, still your turn. Go ahead and do that. Have done that.
So I get 3d6. So anybody... This thing can heal 5 times. Oh, wait. Plus 1 plus my ability. So 6 times. It does 3d6 healing every time you enter its space.
Okay.
So I'm going to heal 3d6. George. Well, if he steps into that space.
Okay.
So anybody that steps into that space will heal 3d6, and it goes away after it heals 6 times. So it just healed me once, so 5 more times. It's like a passive healing spot. I'm going to roll my 3d6, and I'll add it to Wily's total.
Gotcha.
A whopping 7. Yay.
I think I know where you're moving to next round.
Well, I can't heal anymore.
Well, no, you can't. Yeah.
Yeah, because right. Now I'm the Scorpion.
All right, set, end your turn.
Yep.
Grungar, you have a lasso laying at your feet that Maeve throws on the ground after she looked at it for a moment.
Well, I guess that's the ground's problem now.
Yep.
I didn't throw it on the ground. I just didn't know that it was attached to me or not attached to me.
So this door does not count as movement speed, right?
Correct.
Okay. So this is actually a total of 15 feet. Let's see. Okay. Grungar will move here and then Misty Step over here behind the dragon. And let me mark that off real quick. Going to take 2 greatsword swings. It's a hell of an AC to hit, though. That's an 11 and a 26. I'm assuming the 26 is a hit.
Yes.
Going to be 2d6 plus 5, 10 slashing damage, and Grungar is going to Divine Smite for 8 radiant damage. And that is Grungar's turn.
Okay. At the end of your turn, it gets to make connection. It jumps up in the air and stomps on the ground. Everybody around it needs to make a DC 22 strength saving throw. Everyone within 15 feet needs to make a DC 22 strength saving throw.
That's a 28.
Nice. So you take half of the damage. It's 2 fails.
Oh, I got a 20. 18 plus 2, close. And I failed it. I had to roll a nat 20 to make it.
So if you failed it, it's 17 damage. If you made it, it's 8 damage. George is knocked out.
Poor guy.
So it's Amir's turn. Alita, actually, it's the cyborg's turn. It's after George and Amir. Amir's going to cast a healing spell on him at the highest level he can, which is 1d8 plus. You're going to take the lasso with you?
Yep, it's mine.
Amir runs back, not realizing that the cyborg dragon... Does the cyborg dragon ever reach? Yes, it does. Yeah, that's a hit. So many things on here. Amir takes 23 damage.
Damn. Oh, watch out, little bro.
He It's like, shit, ow. And it's its turn now.
Next time you gotta get him from behind, bro.
All right, it's gonna take a bite at Vince. 27's a hit. And it's gonna take a claw attack at Wiley. Scorpion.
AC, yeah, AC 15, but yeah, it's, he hits him as long as he doesn't roll one.
Yeah. 11 damage.
Okay.
Then to Krungar, he rolls 20 total. Wait, no. Yeah.
20 is just barely a miss.
Yeah, okay. For some reason, I thought it was a nat 20, but it's not what it's saying. And then he gets to recharge with the D6, and his thing recharges. Okay, it's good to know for next round. All right, so Philip Dread is going to be casting a healing spell. And it's Alita's turn while I do that.
Oh, okay.
This thing is massively strong from what you can tell. It's like not anything like you've seen those clockworks from before. This thing looks like it's like built. Like imagine a robot, really.
Okay, well, 12 missed, but then I got 22.
22 is a hit.
8 then. Yes. 8 damage. So, do we know what's behind him?
No. Not, like, immediately. It looks like that, you remember that Earth device that was in the room with all the funnel head chambers? It looks like you can see that planet here, and it looks like some kind of a display.
Does it seem like it would be dangerous to go into?
Could you mark where you mean, like, into it? Like, right into here? Or just, like, climb up the stairs?
Yeah, like, into the white.
I don't think you'd be sure. It looks ethereal, if that means anything. Like, illusionary.
So, I think I'm gonna use my teleport and go over here. And then I'll use my unarmed strike. Okay, so I got 20.
That's just
that
a miss.
Just enough, right? Oh, it's a miss at 20? Dang. Yeah. Okay. Okay, yeah, so but I did still get one hit in, so I'm going to use the stunning strike and see if I can stun him to con saving throw DC 15.
I'm trying to see if he's immune or something. No, he's not. Just paralyzed, not stunned. So the DC is 20?
15.
Oh, yeah, 15. Yeah, he got it. He rolled a 19.
Okay.
Anything else on your turn?
Am I close enough to investigate that area? Like, I kind of want to know, like, if I was to try and push him into it, if it would be dangerous for him or anything. But I guess I can't do that on this turn, can I? So I guess I'm good, yeah.
Okay. Maeve, it's your turn.
So I had a thought. I'm kind of wondering this device and how it lights up around the different constructs. Is there a way to use the buttons to shut the construct down?
The button that's you were told would connect to constructs is glowing red. And so far as you can tell, that means it can't automatically connect to it.
Could we connect to the cyborg?
Maybe the device behind it. Is there anything that I could do with the device behind it? Or maybe it's not controlling the dragon.
Wiley, you get 11 hit points. So do you, Grungar.
All right, I'll throw an axe at it. I don't remember what my bonus is, but I rolled a 13. Hold on. Oh, plus 10, so that's a 23.
That's a hit.
So 23 damage. I don't know, can I whip out a dagger and throw that at him too? Just kidding, actually. But I don't know, I think that's it. I think it's all that I have.
Okay, go ahead, Wiley.
Well, hold on. Are we noticing that the damage isn't doing the maximum damage to him?
No, it is.
Oh, okay.
What, did I not do your damage or something?
It just feels like he's taken more damage than what is reflected there. I don't actually know the math on it, but I'm just like, wow, he's still over 300. What the heck?
Oh, on his turn, he gets to heal. He has regeneration.
That's my turn.
You already did all your attacks then.
I have 3. I rolled all 3. The highest one was a 19. His armor class is over 20.
Grungar.
Gungar will cast his Vow of Enmity on the dragon. That will give him an advantage on attack rolls. Then going to make some greatsword swings. 23 and 27, and I assume those are both hits.
Yep.
Going to be 23 slashing damage, and his greatsword, because he took damage recently, is going to deal an additional 12 radiant damage. And that is Gungar's turn.
George stands up, runs into the... Oh, no, he doesn't. He saw... Or Amir warned him not to.
Oh. Can that healing spirit be moved? Dang.
I didn't think it had reach. I should have known better. Oh, I can move it. It's a bonus action.
10, 15. All right. What do you got? Two attacks. 8 and 22. 22 hits. Oh, shit. That's the wrong thing. 6.
22 damage.
Yeah. All right. At the end of his turn, Cyborg Dragon is going to use his legendary. Takes 2 actions to do this. All right. It does another stomp again. Everybody needs to make a DC 22 strength saving throw if you're within 15 feet.
Alita and George get a +3 bonus to that.
Well.
Okay. Well, that helps George a lot. King Vince takes it at full.
Grungar will take it at full as well.
Yeah, I failed. What was the damage?
About to roll it now. I misread that. 18 damage if you failed, 9 if you succeeded.
Can I use a slow fall?
I think the dragon is the one falling.
That's a really good idea. Put a slow fall on him to defeat that. I don't think you can cast it as a reaction, though.
No, she has slow fall as a monk.
Oh.
You can use your reaction when you fall to reduce any falling damage you take by 45. I don't know. Am I not falling?
No, I guess we're going to figure out like how it's stomping on the ground. And it's like a seismic thing. Like you take damage from the ground moving suddenly. It's like a disorienting and stunning effect, essentially. Actually, you're supposed to be knocked prone as well. I don't know how to rule on that. I don't think it would work, strictly speaking, because you're not, like, falling per se.
Okay.
All right, Amir is going to cast Guiding Bolt on the thing, see if he can hit this at all. Nope.
Okay, sorry, did I miss the damage amount?
Oh, 18 damage if you failed. Its turn, it's going to take... Oh, wait, it has its plasma breath, but there's nobody. There isn't at least 2 people lined up, or 3 people. I suppose it'll turn around and take on Grungar, who just hit it for a ton of damage. 34 is the hit, takes 26. What is that, 44 damage?
Wow.
How are you doing over there, 23?
Right, yep.
It doesn't like that you're still standing. 29's a hit, another 17 damage, probably still standing. 32 to hit, there. Now you should have hit 0.
How much damage was that?
What'd you say, Grungar?
How much damage was that?
So 17 damage, 44, 17, and then 19.
Oh, I didn't get the 19. Okay, yeah, Grungar goes down.
You don't have the 1 hit point thing going on?
That was already used when we fought the pirates.
Okay. All right. If at the end of his turn, he's going to... Or it's Philip's turn now. Let's see, what does he have? Another healing word, but he can only cast it at 3rd because he's saving that slot.
Actually, so, I think... sorry to interrupt, but I think Grungar can use his sword to revive himself. If I'm not wrong about that, the ability on it.
Oh, yeah.
So he'll use that.
Well, in that case, Philip is going to try something else. No, he doesn't want to run over there. He's actually in a good spot. How far away is Grungar? 25, so you're still within most of his spell's range. 3rd level. He's going to cast a normal healing word. Let's see. 13 hit points for Grungar. He camps, or he summons in a spiritual weapon, which is the ferret. It's not the dragon. I think that's an action that casts that. It's not the correctly, but...
Emotional support, spiritual ferret.
It's a bonus on that?
I think so. I'll double check.
No, I think you're right. In that case, it's going to guiding bolt for a miss. I think it's Alita. Mm-hmm.
14 missed. 20 also missed. All right, so let's try... the unarmed strike. 14 minutes. Okay, so let's do the flurry of blows for the key point, and
I think that gives you 1 more attack then.
1 more try here. Give me a good roll. Nope.
Yeah, its AC is exceptionally high. Are you going to try to do anything else on your turn? Like try to figure out what that thing is behind you?
Can I?
Oh, you used your action. That's right.
Yeah.
I guess.
I mean, I think that's it. Kind of stinks, but.
Okay. This guy comes running in. That's as far as you can move. Maeve, it's your turn.
I'll give him a nod of approval. Captain
gives you a thumbs up.
Hey, wait a minute. He ran away from us, right? And he wants the gem, right?
Yeah.
I used my reaction to attack him. It's only a 7.
All right, he jumps over your tail as you try to swipe at him with it, and he gives Maeve the thumbs up as he continues running.
I choose to have faith in our fellow person-ness thing.
The mouth forms, right, he's like, oh, you surprised me.
So the instant he turns on us, Buddy's dead. I throw my axe because I'm too chicken to get closer to the dragon. I rolled another 13 and it hit last time. So yeah, 23.
That's a hit.
This is like a repeat of my last turn. Same damage too. I think it's also 23.
Yeah, that is weird.
I don't have anything left to try and figure out that device either, right? I can't do that with the bonus action.
No.
Could I move over there and hide so that he doesn't realize that I'm lining up with other people?
You probably could, maybe, but you would think that this thing has really high perception.
Stay out of its stomp range.
Well, I was thinking of trying to hide behind the stairs, like there.
Probably a good spot.
That might but even be out of line of sight.
It might put me in line, though, if you wanted to do a breath weapon.
I think the breath weapon would go over the stairs, wouldn't it?
Yeah, I don't think you would get hit by the breath weapon, like Grungar is saying, but you are within his stomp range there.
Oh.
What is his stomp range? I thought you said 15.
Yeah.
I think that's just barely 15.
Move back just a little bit more then, maybe.
Oh, yeah, okay, never mind.
Yeah, I thought it was 20, but...
It's like half of your square is in it. I don't know, you'll be fine. If nothing else, the stairs will block it.
So my stealth is 17 plus 12, 29.
That's pretty good. Is that your turn?
Yes.
Miley.
5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30 is my bonus action. So Wiley, George, and Grungar all get 3d6 healing.
Oh shit, George.
Good job, George. I got 15 off that. That's pretty good.
That was your bonus, I believe?
A bonus action. So technically, and this thing's down to, two heals left, and it's sitting on top of Grungar. So it can share a space, so Grungar can just sit there and he'll get healing every round for two more rounds.
Oh.
I'm going to try to attack it because hoping to attack and get a stack of hit points. So three attacks, 17, 18, 19,
20, 21. 21
hits. Hey, I hit him with the tail. 1d10 plus 2. Make a DC 12 con save. So I'll do the...
Oh, my God. You might have failed that. What is it, though? Is it poison? I hope it's not, because he's immune.
Oh, well, it is poison, yeah.
Oh, goddamn. Status, immune, poison, resistances. Oh, okay. No, he can take poison damage. Oh, no, he's immune.
He's immune to poison, yeah. So I did 8 points of damage. Yay.
All right, is that your turn?
I stab him menacingly, like, come at me, bro.
Okay.
Trying to give these guys time to heal up.
All right, roll an intimidation roll.
Okay, intimidation, huh? That's a plus 0. Let's make that happen. I got a 9.
Oh, shit. Okay.
He's not intimidated by my terrible poison that doesn't hurt him.
No.
That's my turn.
Okay. Grungar.
Grungar is going to cast Hunter's Mark and then make a couple greatsword swings. 27 and 25 to hit. I assume those both are. Grungar is going to throw in a Divine Smite at first level and third level. That's going to be 31 slashing damage. Give me 1 second. And 39 radiant damage. And that is Grungar's turn.
Grungar, you get the 3d6 again because you started your turn in the Healing Spirit.
Oh, hell yeah.
And if you 5 foot stepped over onto away from it and stepped onto it again, you would get it again. Well, no, the first time in a turn. So it'd be your next turn and you get the last one.
Okay.
You used a second wind. I'm going to just finish up my turn. Then we could probably pause it because we're almost at time.
Yeah.
Unless people want to continue on, but long sword. 22's a hit.
Go, George, go. Not.
So 12 damage because he realizes the thing goes after him. It's also going to action surge. To do two more attacks, or one more, new one. That's another hit. Mir says, fuck it, runs up. Let's see, what's the spell attack? 5. Damn, misses with that. Tried to use inflict wounds on it. I think it might even be immune to necrotic, but he doesn't know that. He says, well, it was really nice knowing you, King Vince.
We're gonna die together, bro.
All right, it does another stomp at the end of Amir's turn. So DC... 22 strength saves for people, then 15 feet.
Fail.
Yep, 12.
23 damage goes out if you have failed, and 11 if you made it, which looks like all them made it. Okay, that's his legendary. So his normal attacks. Gonna take a bite at King Vince. That's a hit.
Going down pretty
sure. Yeah, King Vince is at zero. Then Amir Winters, 35's a hit. Amir's goes down. Alita, 30's a hit. 13 damage to Alita. I think she's still up.
Yeah.
Philip Tread is gonna cast his spell at fourth level. That marks the last one he's got because that's two of those. That's his mass healing word, or cure, I think. Shit, he doesn't have that one. So it's mass healing word. A little less dramatic than I was expecting. And that's only... So everybody gets 10 more hit points who is within 30 feet. So that's everybody except... No, that's like everybody except Maeve.
Maeve's full health anyway, so we're good.
Alita's 22. Okay. All right. We'll be starting on Alita's turn next time. I think that's it for tonight. Unless everybody wants to keep playing for some reason. But I think no.
Chico.
Hope people had fun. It seemed kind of chill.
Mm-hmm. Basically playing Cards Against Humanity. It's kind of fun.
Yeah.
It was. That could be an actual game.
Well, it is, actually.
Oh, okay.
Sort of. Inspired by a game. It's called Crappy Birthday. So they have, like, just normal, like, gifts and stuff. I just ported it over to D&D items and such. But yeah, I mean, it is a really fun game.